Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. A lawsuit filed in federal court in Burlington is testing a regulation about insurance coverage for mental health care. The 2008 Federal Mental Health Parity and Addiction Equity Act required that when insurance plans offer mental health care, it should be similar to the coverage for medical or surgical care. Now, 5 years later, a woman is suing Fletcher Allen Healthcare and claiming their employee insurance program violates this law. Joining me now to explain is attorney Robert Appel, who followed the parity law closely during his tenure as head of Vermont's Human Rights Commission. Robert Appel, welcome back to Vermont Edition.
Good afternoon, Jane. Thanks for having me on.
We're not going to get too into the weeds in this case, but...
I'm glad to hear that.
Yes, it gets very complicated.
Thank you.
But maybe you could help a little bit sketching the broad outlines. This case is called CM versus Fletcher Allen Healthcare.
Sure.
Tell us a little bit about the plaintiff and what she's alleging.
Well, from reading both the complaint and the court's decision, it sounds like CM is a person who suffered from severe and chronic mental health issues. Her treatment team saw as a medical necessity that she be seen 4 times a week in psychotherapy. That occurred for an extended period of time, and at some point the mental health administrator of Fletcher Allen's insurance program said, no, we're not going to pay for 4 visits weekly. We will pay for a maximum of 25 over the next 6 months. Unfortunately, that was after the plaintiff had been seen any number of times and incurred expenses that the insurance carrier was refusing to pay.
And so what CM is alleging is that this falls afoul of the mental health parity law because that is not the same as what the treatment protocol would be if it were a different type of treatment?
That's correct. The complainant alleges that the Fletcher Allen's administrator subjected her claims to closer scrutiny in a different process that would not have been applied had she had some sort of physical ailment, like needing a physical therapy 4 times a week. And that is in direct conflict with the principles of mental health parity, which, by the way, were a law was passed in 1997 in Vermont that required parity between mental health insurance coverage and physical health insurance coverage.
That was a Vermont law, and this lawsuit is about the federal law.
It is about the federal law. And interestingly, the federal law seems to allow for a plaintiff to recover out-of-pocket expenses and be made whole. The Vermont law, the remedy is for the Department of Financial Regulation that oversees health insurance carriers to sanction the carrier, but doesn't provide individual relief.
Well, Robert Appel, let me ask you about this federal law, since that's what's at stake here. At its most basic, it's basically saying that when an insurance company offers mental health coverage, it has to offer, as I said, similar coverage to what it offers in surgical and medical care. But that seems a little bit like comparing apples and oranges, which the court said, yes, it is, but you still have to do it. I mean, how do we define similar care?
Well, you can't apply different review or eligibility procedures. You can't artificially cap the number of visits because the person is exhibiting a mental health condition as opposed to a physical health condition. I mean, the whole principle of mental health parity is that the psychological health of an individual be treated as favorably as the physical health of an individual for all insurance purposes.
So what's Fletcher Allen's position? Why did Fletcher Allen want this case to be dismissed?
Well, it's generally what defendants want. They want plaintiffs to go away. They filed a motion to dismiss for failure to state a case, which you can do prior to filing an answer, saying that under no set of facts alleged could the plaintiff recover. Judge Rice saw it differently and said that the case may proceed, that there is adequate basis in the complaint that Fletcher Allen should be required to answer and discovery ensue and the case proceed through litigation. Interestingly, and I think this is one of the prime points that was championed by the National American Psychological Association, I believe, was the issuer of the press release, that Fletcher Allen was arguing that there is an exception under the law where a carrier can say for for reasons that are neutral, that an exemption applies. And Fletcher Allen was arguing that the plaintiff should show that there was not that condition, and the court squarely said it's an affirmative defense, and if Fletcher Allen wants to rely on that exception, they have to prove it.
So that's what the federal judge, Christina Rice, was ruling on last week, was this motion to dismiss, and she was saying, no, Fletcher Allen is going to have to prove the exception, not the plaintiff.
Correct.
I want to read a statement that Fletcher Allen released to VPR about the case. It reads in part, Fletcher Allen fully supports the law and the principles of mental health parity. This organization, like many other employers across the country, hires companies with expertise in mental health insurance plan management to administer these plans, which includes making decisions about coverage on a case-by-case basis. We have a contract with Cigna Behavioral Health to provide this service. We monitor the compliance of our plan with applicable laws and also received assurances from Cigna that its management of our plan and its decisions in this particular case were compliant with the Mental Health Parity Act. We rely upon Cigna's expertise in these matters. Now, Robert Appel, Fletcher Allen also points out that the court's decision, the one that we were talking about that Judge Christina Rice made, was just a preliminary ruling.
Well, that is accurate. The judge's decision allows the suit to proceed through the litigation process. So, it's still the plaintiff's burden to prove a violation, but this key component, the exception is that to the extent that recognized clinically appropriate standards of care may permit a difference between the mental health care and the physical health care. But, the judge squarely said if Fletcher Allen also Cigna is relying on that exception, they have to prove it, which is significant.
Well, we're talking about this case, and it's already being debated. It's already the ins and outs of this case are being closely watched by mental health advocates. But given that this ruling doesn't actually resolve the case, it's just a ruling on a motion, why is this already seen as such a big deal?
Well, from my research, I saw no litigation in this state under the state parity law. And again, the sanction under Vermont law is against the insurer. Let me say the other difference is that the federal law applies only to employment-based insurance coverage with employers who employ more than 50 people, which cuts out a lot of Vermont businesses. Why it's important is that this whole notion of treating mind and body in a similar fashion is a principle that the state, as a matter of public policy, has adopted, and the proof is really in the pudding. Is this going to be enforced, and is this how it's going to work where the rubber meets the road? If I might, in passing this law in 1997, the legislature said the treatment for mental health conditions shall be recognized as an integral component of health care. That health insurance plans cover all necessary and appropriate medical services without imposing practices that create barriers to receiving appropriate care, and that the integration of health care be recognized as the standard for care in the state. The federal Congress acted in accord with those principles in passing the law that Judge Rice has now interpreted.
So certainly a couple different provisions at stake here and a lot of people watching to see what will happen. Robert Appel, I really appreciate you talking through the case with us.
I appreciate the opportunity to do so.
We've been talking about the application of the federal mental health parity law with Robert Appel, who led Vermont's Human Rights Commission for many years. He's now in private practice at Cone, Rath, Donen, and Appel.